Welcome to Digital Asset News. Take the top stories in cryptocurrency and digital assets and break them down into bite-sized pieces. So today, lots of great stories. First of all, NBA players' contract tokenization plan can move forward, states reports. Also, video games giant Ubisoft is looking for blockchain startups to invest into. Brazilian banks could soon, if not impending, cut off banking support for local cryptocurrency exchanges. And what's up with Coinbase? All right, let's get to it. First of all these stories are stories about adoption, mass adoption, and how things are moving forward briskly in this space. So this was a story that really didn't jump out at me at first, but then when I got into it, it was fantastic. It was marvelous. And I got to give credit to the person that wrote these articles. So let's take a look real quick. NBA players contract. So first of all, I don't know who Nicholas D is, but I'm going to find out him. I'm going to find him on Twitter and just check him out because this was a great article. Anyhow, it talks about Brooklyn Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie will be able to tokenize his contract after all. And when I read that, I'm like, great, good for him. NBA players make more money, you know, because I don't know if they make enough. But it was just interesting because what's going to happen and the ramifications moving forward, not just for NBA players, but tokenization in general. So let's get into it. Dinwiddie will issue shares tied to his contract beginning January 13th, months after the NBA pushed back on his plan to create a tokenization platform. Dinwiddie announced last year that he would tokenize his three-year, $34.5 million contract, looking to raise $13.5 million for just the first year. So when I read this, I'm like, well, what's the... Are we talking about upfront sum? Is it like the total of 3 years? What's going on? What, the when, the who? So there's a link to the article from before, again, written by Nicholas D. And it talks about in partnership with crypto firm Paxos. First of all, Paxos, great. A cryptocurrency, a business, a, you know, different cryptocurrency asset, digital asset that I had really known was in the top 50, but I had no idea what it was. But when I see things like this, I'm like, fantastic. One more digital asset goes up, one more cryptocurrency asset goes up. I'm happy because what's good for one is good for all. This type of information brings everybody up. As the water comes into the harbor, all the ships rise, and that makes me happy for all my other investments. Anyhow, so I was thinking to myself, first of all, I was like, what is Paxos and what does it do? So I had to take a look at their website because I had no idea. So Paxos is a regulated stablecoin. Great. And it's combines with the US dollar. So it's pegged to the US dollar. Great. And I was just kind of poking around, seeing what they do. And I saw this thing called products. I'm like, Paxos Standard, Pax Gold, Binance, blah, blah, blah. Commodities and post-trade, security settlement service. Jeez. I'm like, how'd they get away with that with the SEC? And then I did some more research and I found this nifty little article. Paxos wins the SEC no action letter to settle equities on a blockchain. In the day and age of when different projects are getting penalized left and right, we have to take a look at this and go, well, what did they do? Are they just that fantastic? Because they're a stable coin or what happened? But they're dealing with securities. So reading this article, it says the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission granted Paxos Trust Company no action relief Monday to settle equity services trades on a blockchain platform for broker dealers. Great. While Paxos has similarly been working with the SEC for some 18 months, the company only began working to secure the no action letter itself about 6 months ago, she told CoinDesk. Let that sink in. So this company is a real company. They know they have to play with the big players. They don't want to get fined. They want to see what is good for regulation and what is good for their customers, essentially delighting everybody in their circle. That's how businesses work. That's how businesses thrive and grow. I thought this was smart. I mean, if you can work with the people that find you or fine you and understand what they want, what everybody else wants, winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's, like I said, what businesses do. Now, it sounds like another company I heard about that you may hear me talking about on this channel. Anyhow, I thought it was interesting how they did that, so let's get back to this story. So in partnership with crypto firm Paxos, NBA guard Spencer Dinwiddie, looking to raise $13.5 million by tokenizing the first year of his three-year $34.5 million contract. I was like, why does he want to do that? What's the point? So this is dubbed the Dream Fan Shares Platform. Investors in the securities offering will earn interest through Dinwiddie's bi-monthly paycheck. Minimum buy-in is $150,000. So for people like you and me, we probably aren't going to be investing this. This is for accredited investors. So sure, great. But it is interesting how this is going to go play out. So the guard for the Brooklyn Nets told CoinDesk that his contract is fully guaranteed, meaning investors do not risk losing their funds if he is injured or otherwise unable to play. He is set to earn $16 million this season regardless, trading $2.5 million in earnings for the certainty of an upfront payment. So I get it. So what he's doing is going, look, I don't want to get my payout week by week. I want it all up front. I want all my money. I want liquidity. And if you do that for me, then I will give you a percentage and I'm going to lose a little bit of money, but I'm going to get everything up front. So I think it's a pretty good idea, especially when we talk about liquidity and using assets, which we're going to get to in a little bit. Hold on. All right. Essentially, he says you hold the token and it's kind of a marker. They all represent shares in the issuance, so it's not like ownership of the player or something like that. It's contractual value. In return, Dream Fan Shares investors receive SD8 tokens, named for Dinwiddie's initials and numbers. The Paxos Trust Company will provide custody and escrow services for the project, paying token holders by way of its dollar peg stablecoin, the Paxos Standard. Great, I think it's like 33 in the top 50 cryptocurrencies. All right, so every asset class has its associated fixed income products attached to it. And when you look at the NBA, you look at the entertainment as a whole. And this is what Dinwiddie's talking about. These are brokers, he says. The brokers kind of determine the value of the assets. The assets are revenue generating vehicles, which is us. It's not the value of our intellectual property. It's us going out and playing every night and helping the league out. So basically, broker is the NBA. Assets are the players playing the game. Got it. So moving forward, Dinwiddie, who played 3 years at the University of Colorado before declaring for the NBA draft, sees tokenizing assets as a way of preparing for a potential global recession. Smart guy. Because the tokens would not be tied to the legacy financial system, they may well be recession resistant, he said. Unfortunately, you know, I think Paxos is tied to the US dollar, so, okay. Anyhow, recession concerns aside, simply by receiving a portion of his contract up front, which is smart, rather than installments throughout the season, as he would normally be paid, Dinwiddie said he will be able to invest his payment into some sort of vehicle, which should in turn ultimately lead to a larger return for him. So that's fat. It's a big, fat upfront payment, which equals liquidity. And this is why liquidity is so important for businesses. I mean, look, if I could tell you right now, imagine if you're able to be paid 10 years of future salary right now today. I don't know how much you make. Let's say you make, you know, $50,000. I'll go, hey, here's $500,000. You won't get paid, but you just use that $500,000 right now. Liquidity, cash in your pocket. What are you going to do with it? What kind of investments are you going to do? Are you going to put it into real estate? Are you going to put it in the stock market? Are you put it in cryptocurrency, digital assets? It doesn't matter. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but you have the liquidity to do the things that you want to do and make investments in the way that you want to play your life out. So, I mean, if you have all that money up front, works out pretty well as long as you invest wisely. And then what he starts, he's sound